sometimes I feel like a priest in a fish and chip shop, quietly thinking as the vinegar runs through, how nice it would be to buy a supper for two. That poem was by Roger McGough, and it was called Vinegar. Thanks. Welcome to Dan Strand's Poetry Strand.
Dan Strand.
Dan Strang's Poetry Dan Strand.
Start again.
No. Where I go through weekly some of the best Mersey poetry that's available. I'm really proud of me Mersey roots. I'm Dan Strang.
You're Dan Strang.
With my Poetry
okay,
Strand.
Sorry, I thought I did. Am I
Paul
in the wrong...
invited me in to take over for a week.
Okay, because you look similar.
Because Paul's kind of tired. Yeah, well, we all look kind of similar up though. We all look like me. You know what I mean, mate? Do you want another poem?
I don't.
Mersey. Mersey docks. Look at that lady with the lovely locks. She gets on the ferry. She goes to Birkenhead. She buys her shops and then goes back to bed. That's
now,
the story.
I've got
that's
a question. I've got a question,
yeah,
please, Strang.
Yeah,
Mr.
Yeah.
Strang.
Dan Strang. You can call me Dan if you want, mate.
Just a little question.
Yeah.
There's that line from the poem you just recited to me.
Yeah, Roger McGough, one of the great Mersey poets.
The one that just now, that was your
Yeah.
She does her shop.
She does her shopping in Birkenhead.
No. That wasn't the line you
used. Well, you weren't really listening, mate, so you don't know what I said, do you?
I want to... Paul,
Paul's not here. Paul's at home. He's having a day off.
I want to start the cold open again.
Dan's going to be your podcast mate today.
To start.
Just so you know, mate.
Honestly,
I've got another poem for you.
Listen
to this. You're going to love this. Eli sits, cries, drinks, wanks, bed, repeats. Eli. That's me poem.
I've got a poem.
Have you?
Yes.
Good. I'm all for poetry, mate. That's what they've brought me in for. You know, your poetry.
That's my poem. It's called...
I like it, mate. Beat.
It's called...
Yeah, it's got the beat to it. It's got that kind of jazz beat. Poetry, mate, was invented in Liverpool. I don't know if you knew that. It was invented in Liverpool in 1804 by a man called Scally McNab. And Scally McNab was the first person to make words rhyme. It's a fascinating fact that Liverpool gave the world the best pop music. It gave it the best poetry, the best football. It's got history was invented in Liverpool, mate. You know what I mean? And I'm Dan Strang with my Poetry Strand. And I'll see you next week. I'm off now.
Good.
Oh, bye. Oh, did you see Dan? He just came in.
I didn't.
Welcome to Cheap Show,
no,
the economy
no,
comedy podcast.
Please. No,
that's our cold open.
It's not going to work, Paul.
It's tough.
It's not going to work.
It's not working for you, but unfortunately, no. It has worked absolutely perfectly for Paul.
It didn't.
So, welcome to... I'm sure you all love Dan. I'm Paul Gannon.
Oh,
that's Eli.
I'm not
welcome
doing
to
this.
Cheap Show.
I'm not doing this.
Tough. We've started now. The credits are coming in. I can hear him. I can hear him. Whoa.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
I'm not even
press
trying
the
to be...
fucking button.
Press the fucking credits.
Paul Gannon. Eli Silverman. Welcome to Cheap Show.
Sources and words and phrases. Two things I'm responsible for.
Chodney Borough.
I hate you. You're fucking usual posse.
Cheap Show time.
It's the price of shite. Hello, welcome to Cheap Show, by the way, the comedy podcast where we go for the charity shops, bargain bins, the Poundland of the Great Britain. Blah, 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 Paul, that's Eli.
God, get
into it.
You just put me in a bad mood.
Go on, then.
With your terrible cold open.
Mate, you've got a chance to put me in my place now. Step up. Step up.
I don't want to.
Yeah, because you can't. Can you?
Because
you can't.
I'm sweating. Please.
Hello, welcome
Please.
To the show. This week, we have got a little price of shite. And a country urban noodle test lab kitchen.
It's not, though, is it?
What is it?
It's the other segment where we just go and make it in the other room and bring it in here and taste
it. Yeah, your flatmate's here and he you
know. Oh,
anyway.
I haven't... Have you noticed?
Yeah.
I haven't... It didn't inspire me, that cold... I don't even feel like I'm doing the show now. It's
I like
really
it,
weird.
Nice and relaxed.
It's not.
Kind of
it's weird.
It's al fresco cheap show, isn't it?
With your
fresco cheap show.
Right. You know who's coming in?
Go on.
Fucking... It's White Travelling Rob from last week, everybody.
All right, sit down.
Yes. Hello, Paul.
Hello?
Hello.
Could you say hello to me?
You can say... I thought you were just getting sat down.
Why travelling...
Where have you been through this week?
I've been to very far.
Yeah?
Very, very far.
You've travelled further than Hove?
I'm way past Hove.
Where have you gone?
Way past Hove.
Yeah, no, where have you
gone? I've been to Eastbourne.
Eastbourne?
It's very exotic.
Isn't that not far away from Brighton, really, when you think about it? I thought you were going to say, like, Cuba or something.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
Excuse me?
Yeah?
It's very far. I've been very widely travelled.
Eli, I don't feel inspired by this at all.
Shall I do a bit later?
I'll tell you what.
Could I do a bit later?
Dan, come in, Dan. All right, do you still want me? All
right. Hello.
Travelling, it, Bob?
Oh, hello, Dan. How are you doing?
What's your name again, mate?
You remember me from the hotel.
Yeah, I know.
From the hotel.
I remember. I remember you.
Well, why don't you remember my name then?
Travelling.
Why travelling, Rob?
Bob.
Rob.
Blob.
Rob.
Rob. Travelling Rob.
You've read me your poems.
Oh, yes, that's right. I wrote a poem about you, mate, actually, last night.
All right, can I hear it again? I think.
I was inspired. All right. Travelling Rob, in his room fast asleep, wakes up 4 a.m. and bashes his meat.
they're very good.
You woke up your mate.
Do you know where I'm planning? Paul. Yeah.
Hang on, I'm getting confused. Am I now...
You're Paul now. Me.
Hello.
I'm wide-travelled Rob.
Yes, wide-travelled Rob.
Wide-travelled Rob.
I like travelling Rob. It's got a more kind of folksy vibe. I'm going to lock in travelling Rob
right
now.
The point is, I've been widely travelled. I've been to several thousands of places all over the world.
How many buses did it take to get to Eastbourne from where you live?
I had a lift.
Yes, you got a lift.
I took a lift.
Right. Oh, a lift, a kind of taxi thing.
I took a thing. It was like it had wheels.
Do you never just go for walks?
Hip, hip, hip.
All right. Okay, so Travelling Rob is...
I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going now.
I mean, conceptually, the idea works, but ultimately it just goes down to you going blob, blob, blob into the microphone.
Yeah, all right. Right, well, I'm going.
I'll leave you to it. Cheap show, the pod. It makes things nice. Listen with your ears. Listen to it thrice. If you don't like it once, you don't like it twice.
Oh, God.
Give it a go. It's actually quite nice. There you go. That's going to be released in my next book, Maisie Rules. And it's great, Maisie, because they tell you, Maisie invented chocolate. Did you know that?
Chocolate was invented by
Scousers in 1903.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the first Scouse chocolate bar called?
It's called Mert. Do you want a bite of me Mert, mate? Nice big chunk of Mert.
Was there a game called Soggy Mert?
Yes, there was actually.
How was that played?
Well, I tell you.
Okay.
We used to submerge our chocolate in a bucket until it melted.
A bucket? What kind of liquid would you use?
Milk.
Milk?
Yeah, we used to melt chocolate in milk. Hot milk?
In buckets of milk?
Hot milk.
You had buckets of hot milk in the playground?
Literally, the Liverpool streets were lined
and
with buckets
of
milk.
You're much older, if you remember doing this. And this started in 1903, did you say?
I know I look young, but like I'm actually 270
years
old. That's the plan. I'm fucking the busies! I gotta get out!
Oh, I feel slightly better, Paul.
Well, that's good. I'm glad I've cheered you up. Anyway, listen, look, we've got nothing this week. Hello.
Oh, I really have nothing. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm quite anxious.
And do you know what?
I'm
running off very little sleep. So
of that opening was really...
I thought it was one of my best characters. I like the conceit. I like the execution. I can't get rid of Dan for my voice. I'm trying to... Tone back the Scouse.
Let's get BBC. Come on.
Hello, my name is Paul,
you
and you're listening to the Cheap Show podcast.
Well, it's been the worst episode of all time.
I mean, we could only find out by going further into it, can't we?
What have we got coming up on the show? You've already said.
Price of Shite and a noodle test lab kitchen delivery system takeaway. We should call it something. Like an Uber Eats thing or Deliveroo. We should have a Cheap Show version of that where we don't prepare the food, but it comes to us.
But we are going to prepare the food. We're just not going to
record the processes. Not this time out anyway. So maybe we need to have Deliver Poo. You know what I mean? Deliver Poo app.
No.
And we order the noodle, ink the concept, and then they deliver it. And then we go, oh, thank you, Mr.
What about Uber Spunky Sheets? Uber Spunky Sheets.
It's a bit too long.
What's another one?
I've got the app.
Gorilla Spunk.
Gorilla Spunk. That's what I... Next time you want an ice meal...
Gorilla Spunk here. Shit here.
It doesn't have to be spunk or shit related.
Piss out my old piss hole here.
Right, okay. So it doesn't have to be related to any orifice.
Shit bum delivers.
Right, good.
I've reached it the needs garbage. To be. Paul, I've reached the garbage moment.
Maybe that's what the name should be.
The garbage moment.
No, garbage. We use garbage to order our food.
Garbage tip.
Yeah, garbage. I gave him a garbage tip the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he's given two garbages.
I gave him a foamy garbage and a thumb off.
Fucking thumb hole garbage.
Well, we're both losing our fucking minds and we are only 7 minutes in. Good stuff.
Is that 7 minutes? It feels like my whole life.
It does feel really long, this segment.
That Dan Strang bit. Wow.
I love Dan Strang and his poetry strand.
I think him and Bob, you know.
They could get on. They could go on for walks together.
That's good. I'd you like know what that. I mean? I would like that very
see
much.
See how it's working? New generation of characters. We got Gareth the Ghost.
I just
Hunter.
Felt it was
Mate,
sloppy.
Did I tell you? I was sitting here, and I know we've been talking about all haunted room, bigging up Gareth, and he wants to investigate. But I was sitting here waiting for you. And you know that little blue ball for soap you put in the washing machine, whatever they call those things?
Well described. I don't think they have a name,
I don't
do they?
Know what they are. But it was on the couch, right? And I was sitting here, and then I heard a twang. And then that clothes rail thing behind you, the white one, vibrated. And then that blue thing was on the floor next to it. Now, I'm not saying I didn't accidentally nudge it when I was moving things around and it rolled over. But I was sitting here for a good 10 minutes before that twanged.
Do you know what I think the explanation is, in all seriousness, Paul?
Please do.
Have you noticed there's a certain vibrations, noise from out on the street, really carries in here. So when, for example...
A big truck goes by or some
or
bus.
Or someone who has got huge
bass.
Illegal bass speakers in the boot of their car. But it really, like it really rattles it.
Yeah, maybe.
And I think it's the vibrations. And do you remember there was that moment on, I think, last week's episode...
Where the painting was moving.
It wasn't the painting, it was
it was the coat hanger, that's
your
it.
Your mind is fucking like
that's
Swiss
why I should
tees.
Never, yeah.
Swiss teas,
yeah.
Oh, I'm a Swiss tease.
It's where you get a cheese comes in and takes its rind off.
No, hello, I'm the Swiss cheese. Oh, you can't catch me.
Get your curds away out, you dirty bitch.
You dirty boy. I'm the Swiss cheese. Hello, would you like to see my...
Oh, the Edam's coming in.
Oh.
Take your red wax off, you fucking dirty
I stripped down the little waxy bit. Would you like to see my holes? I'm Swiss cheese.
Right, anyway, that's about 10 minutes. Should we crack
holes.
On now?
Your big...
Anyway.
It's a wet hole on the tees.
Anyway, all I will say is that blue ball thing didn't off twang off that because it felt like it was thrown at it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying it's ghosts. It could have rolled off and hit it. All these kind of things. I'm just saying we need to get Gareth in. We need to get Gareth in to investigate this room at some point because I think there's a spiritual presence here. And Gareth, he knows how to bring them out of hiding with his foamy, cheesy, smegma-laced cock.
His cheesy.
And his aroma of spectral lore.
Should do this Price of Shite. Is that what you want to do first?
Should we get that first or do you want to do Noodles
I'd
first?
I'd like to do the Price of Shite first.
Let's get the Price of Shite out of the way and see who can walk away with some patwings because we can both play this
we
one
both
together.
Oh, do you know what?
What?
Poindexter re-emerged.
Oh, where's Poindexter
been? In the other room, I'll grab him.
Let's go grab Poindexter. Have a good old lovely game of Price of Shite,
okay,
shall we?
Okay, then.
Come on, best chum.
Okay, mate.
I don't know why. I've ruined it. I panicked and I ruined it.
Oh, it took me so long to warm up this week. Sorry, everyone. I was a right mardy bag at the beginning of this episode.
Mardy bag, man. And I went bobble, bobble, bobble.
You said bobble.
Oh, dear. Let's just crack on with the show. Oh, 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 it's the fucking Price of Shite. I said, oh, 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 it's the fucking Price of Shite. I said, oh, oh, oh. Oh, it's the fucking Price of Shite. I said, oh, 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 that's the fucking Price of Shite.
And that's right.
See,
everybody.
That's all right, that one, isn't it? You can imagine almost like an 80s sample over that, you know?
Like what? Shut Up of Your Face, maybe?
Yeah, maybe like Shut Up of Your Face. Oh, that's more accordion. You kind of want a Blue Monday thing, you know?
You do it again, and I'll put the sample in, okay? That's Blue Monday.
I just said that. You weren't listening. I said it'd have to be more like Blue Monday.
Why does everything have to be like Blue Monday for you?
It doesn't have to be like Blue Monday.
That's one of your reference
points. Although today is Blue Monday, because we're both feeling like shit, and it's Monday.
Just do that again.
Yeah.
We'll see how that sample that I suggested worked.
Ooh. Ooh, 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 it's the fucking Price of Shite.
Shut up in your face.
Ooh, 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 it's the fucking Price of Shite.
Shut up in your face.
Ooh, 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 it's the fucking Price of Shite.
Shut up in your face.
Ooh, 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 It's that fucking price of shite.
And that's right, shut up in your face.
Shut up in your face. What's the matter you?
What's
the matter you? Hey, gotta know respect.
I gotta know respect.
What do you think you'd do, Mr. Silverman? Why are you looking...
I spuffed off on your face.
Spuffed on your chest.
Hey, I spaff off on your face.
Maybe we should release that as a proper single. See how
I spuffed off on your face. Yeah. Anyway, in other news, Paul.
Yes, Poindexter's back.
Poindexter is back. He's surfaced. He's fine. He's in good stitch. Good nick.
Good metal.
There's no bruising. Or,
no.
And he's fine. And we're fine.
And he'll be looking after the points today.
He'll be sitting upon the points. And there's a lovely sealed envelope.
Upon the points for twings.
Yes. Points mean betwings
in
this game. Betwing
sits upon the point for twings.
He sits upon it.
The point prices. Betwing Poindexter sits between points. Betwing perturbed points betwing.
Now, Paul, who is sent in?
Petrasek.
Very good. Petwazek, indeed. I mean, you described yourself.
Yeah.
An absolute Petwazek.
Oh, Petwazek.
Now, is there a letter?
Yes.
Well, let's do this. Should we do this formally, please?
Yes, this comes from a chap called Matthew Lewis. He said he's been a fan for the podcast for 6 years.
Oh, dear.
And had the pleasure of meeting us at the show in Leicester last year, which is almost this time last year we did that show. And the Leicester Live show.
Was it?
It seems longer ago, but it was, a year ago we did Leicester Live.
It feels shorter to me.
That's what she said. Ho ho ho, Petwazek.
Who says that? Ho ho ho.
Me?
No, it's not. It's you nicked it.
Me and good old Scouser Jimmy Tarbuck.
It's Tarbuck. He goes, ho ho.
Ho ho. You're a nice girl, aren't you? Ho ho. Hello, Thatcher, me. Ho ho. Cheeky chappy. Ho ho. It's the Germans, they bombed our chippies. Stan Boardman, and other great classic scouts like Tom O'Connor. I don't know any Tom O'Connor material.
Did Stan Boardman, was he the one who did the mic cutting out?
No, that was...
That's another Stan, I'm sure.
No, that was that, not Duncan Norvell. I don't know, but he did the window, didn't he? He's like,
up,
over there, you little...
God.
And that was his whole
really
act.
Annoys me,
And then trying to fix the mic stand for a bit.
Yeah.
That was his whole shtick. That's the glory days when you think about it of light entertainment. Your act could literally be you have a groin-grabbing bird on your arm and that's your whole act for 20, 30 years if you're lucky.
I know.
You can run around on a fake ostrich chasing children on a pantomime stage and that's your career. You could just own a big dog and that's your fucking career in the 80s.
I don't know how... But he hadn't... Wasn't he working with his brother?
Yes.
And then his brother died?
No,
or they had a falling out?
They had a massive falling out because I think Bernie Winters had an affair with someone in like a backstage dancer for the show.
Right.
And it broke up their relationship and one quit and he carried on and then got Schnorbitz the dog.
Got Schnorbitz the
and
dog.
And then his whole career was, everybody.
Here's my dog.
Yeah, here's my dog. That's
so
my act.
So weird.
My act is I own a big dog.
Yeah, I mean,
you've seen Stuart Millard's videos where he appears and his whole act is, where's my dog? Oh, there's my dog. Bye, boys and girls.
Yeah. Anyway. Start again.
That's it. He enjoys our show.
What's his name again? Sorry.
Matthew.
Hello, Matthew.
So he sent us a price of shite.
Thank you very much for sending us a price of shite, Matthew. And nice to have met you at the Leicester gig almost a year ago now.
Indeed. So I have summarised the details of each acquisition below in no particular order. I have enclosed a price ceiling envelope should you want to read it.
Noted.
I don't agree with the price ceiling because it becomes the something of the something.
Come on, hand it over, Paul.
However, I understand that something POS would be something otherwise. You read
please.
It. I'll do a little mark on the center.
Yeah, please.
This bit here.
Okay, let's see if we can give it a better go.
My eyes ain't what they used to be.
I also include, as you said, a price ceiling envelope should you need it.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the price ceiling because it becomes the source...
Okay, so it's not just me.
The guessing. The second phrase is the guessing.
All
the
right.
Source of the guessing.
The point is, we're going to
move
on.
However, I understand that nationwide price of shite would be...
Something.
...difficult otherwise.
Right.
Yes. It does. He's right. He's basically saying he thinks it ruins the sportsmanship.
Well, what do you want to do then?
If I may paraphrase, it anchors our guessing. You know?
Yeah.
Which is why we like a ceiling. And they've included a ceiling because they're nice.
Yes. So it's
so
optional.
Thank you. And we do like a ceiling.
Well,
here,
do you want to do
Paul?
A ceiling this game or do you want to challenge?
I would like a ceiling.
Let's go with the ceiling
the
then.
The ceiling in its own special envelope.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yes, there are
four. So I'll take a ceiling.
There are four items on the docket today nice. For us to enjoy. It's two betwings on the nose, one between 25p either way, he's saying here.
Yeah, which is it's standard, which and, is general, which and, is standard.
And there's a maximum of 8 points available, which is fair dues.
Sometimes we have changed, tweaked, as it were. The,
as and when.
The one betwing window rule, as, and as when. It were.
Sometimes.
50p either side. Sometimes we just, need the betwings.
It depends on the ceiling, really, it depends doesn't on the, it? Well, sometimes when it's a high ceiling, we want to we want our own ceiling, don't we? So we know how high to reach
for. We have got a ceiling.
We've got a ceiling.
So,
what a feeling! We've got a ceiling.
Very nice.
I've left you reeling
when I've done so much peeing.
Peeing. Oh,
I've got a VD. It's made me very crispy.
Oh, crispy VD. Right. So, should we crack on? Should we crack
on? Can we just do that?
What, crispy VD?
We could just do rhymes.
We could. It's a very rhymic show today.
Oh, my word.
Right, okay. Let's crack on with the game. Are you ready? Or do you have any questions before we crack on?
Well, so we've got the prices in a little envelope, nicely
let's
sealed.
Put Poindexter upon them.
As is our whim.
Whim and want.
And we'll put the finely wefted
weave of the...
of Poindexter's butt.
Poindexter's posterior will sit upon the prices stroke betwings of the price of shite.
Indeed, but they are only potential betwings.
Oh, for I we love alliteration.
Scored. We haven't scored, it. Have we yet? So they're
not
only
yet.
Potential betwings.
Now, shall we see what the ceiling is? Shall we
open
see...
that ceiling envelope, Paul.
See the ceiling, certain, ceiling, sharp, sexy, crispy VD. the ceiling is...
I'll leave you reeling.
The total of the four items comes to no more than £5.
Okay, £5 for that's all four items. That's cheap.
English pounds, of course, just to clarify.
Clarify.
So we've got a £5 wind ceiling to be aware of.
Oh, gee. Right. That's clarified butter.
Start with this one, because I think this is the shittest item. I'll
okay,
let you have a look at it.
Okay, he's passed it over to me. We're right in, and I'll be hoping to score some betwings. This is a mint on card new item, Paul.
It looks like it's mintish on card-ish.
There's a card in there, and it hasn't been opened. So
no.
For me, that's a mint on the fucking card.
That's a big mint on the card, ladies and gentlemen.
It's mint-coloured, this item, as well.
It's also...
I'm thinking of mint.
Minty, 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 isn't it?
I'm thinking of a lovely menthol... mint. This is World Heritage brand shoehorn.
You know, there's something really shit about the words World Heritage shoehorn.
So this is for getting your shoe off?
On. You'd use it to jimmy your foot into the shoe and then slide that out.
Where does it attach? Can we open this, please?
Yes, you want. Let me just read out what he's put here. It says, shoehorn, purchased in a, I think it says Halswood Animal Sanctuary in Norwich. A beautiful price for those needing to put their shoes on when they're out and about. I don't understand it. Does it look fabric? I thought shoehorns were meant to be a bit more robust than that.
Yeah.
It goes on your keychain. I think you that's why it's got a thing.
You put your keys with it, it says on the back.
Yeah, I guess you can do that. If you really have an issue with your shoes
but
and you
I
want...
I don't understand how that would help me to get my shoe on at all.
So, sometimes, if you've bought a shoe that's maybe a bit too small for you, you jam your foot in and then you put the shoehorn behind the heel and use the shoehorn to slide the heel into the shoe and then you pull it out.
It's floppy.
Yes.
It's a flaccid horn.
Yes. Well, Eli, we've all had to deal with a flaccid horn from time to time. Twine? Time. You know why? Because I was thinking of betwing again.
Well, it's hard to keep your mind off the betwings.
It does. It kind of really takes over.
By the way, everyone, betwings are what we call points here, and it is rare for us to be competing.
Yes.
Because often the mechanics of the game mean that Paul has to see the answers, so to speak. But we've got our safety, our security, Poindexter himself.
Yes.
Bestride the betwing. I hate this thing, and I don't understand how it would work.
Can I have a touch of it? Because I'll show you. Right, I'm going to have to get up from the mic, so you're just going to have to describe to people what I'm doing.
Okay, now he's standing up from his seat, and he has his Vans on. He's taking his Van off just to demonstrate. He's using the standing on the heel with the other foot method. Now, he's undone the shoe. One shoe is
this
off.
This shoe is slightly small for my foot, but I bought it because it was cheap.
Are they a little tight, these? Okay, there you go. Now he's trying to put it back on. Now he's behind the heel. Why does that help?
Well, I'll be honest.
And that's when, what? Pull it up. Oh, it pulls it. Ah! Oh! That's quite magic. I see. So it's the friction. It by a process of friction,
it's like a tongue.
It grabs the heel and pulls. Oh no, it doesn't. It grabs the outside of the shoe, which pulls it over. Yeah.
And your heel slides down.
Okay, I hope that was clear to everyone. But the packaging seems to just be selling its portability.
Yeah.
Why would you want a shoehorn, right? You put your shoes on before you leave the house, right? So the shoehorn doesn't have to come with you.
You're out and about, you're shopping, you're having a busy, hectic life. Oh, no, my shoes have come off. Oh, no, right in the middle.
That would mean they were too loose, and then you wouldn't need the shoehorn. This is a really bad thing.
Oh, I've been struck by lightning, and my shoes have popped off. Pop, pop.
Is it for lightning, then?
Yeah, lightning
pop, pop.
Based.
Did you try to say pop, pop again? You did. You tried to do that thing from Community when he goes pop, pop.
But I have got two shoes on, and they both flew off, so I'd have to say pop twice. All right, I've got three legs now. Pop, pop, pop.
Still
bad. Off they come.
Oh.
All right, what other sound can be for my shoes popping off?
Flop.
What?
Flop.
No, flop would be like it just tumbles off.
It's a very floppy shoehorn.
It's a very floppy shoehorn. Anyway, how much? Bored of it now. How much
do you think? You guess first.
I'm going to say 75p for that.
75p for that, Paul. I'm going to say...
And I'm writing it down on our specially made Price of Shite score sheets.
Oh, dearie me. I mean, it is new. I don't
remember,
know.
£5 is the ceiling today we're
I'm
playing
gonna
with.
I'm going to go 65p. Just to try and hedge my bets and get in between. Maybe pick up
there
an extra.
Go. Locked it in.
He's locked it down there. It's nice. He's shown me it's working there. He's written it down. And he's going for the second item. Second item coming out of the bag
I'm
now.
I'm going to call this...
It's a mug of some sort.
The sticky mug.
Oh, why is it so sticky?
I don't know why it's sticky.
I don't want it to be sticky.
I think it's something to do with the plastic it was made of is beginning to like corrode and become sticky.
This is a tin mug, and the handle is a carabiner, Paul.
Oh, it says here, a carabiner cup. At a YMCA in Norwich, I have not cleaned it or made it any stickier. It is as sticky as when I bought it.
Why is it so sticky?
Because I think the plastic they've put on the surrounds of it, which is meant to be protective, is that it melts after a while.
Like those old Nokia phones.
Yes.
Have you noticed they do that?
Yeah, and that Gizmondo failed handheld console was made the same stuff.
And you can't wipe it off because it keeps doing it. It's a sort of reaction that the plastic has with an air.
It just means everything sticks to it.
This
pubes,
is a
hairs,
small tin...
Grit, dirt, muck. Fecal matter.
Fecal matter.
Spodge.
Airbound fecals.
Yeah.
Great group.
I didn't like their second album. I thought it was right up their own arse. I don't know why I thought that was funny.
This is by a company called ALS, and then they've got a little monkey.
ALS.
An ape. But it shows, what's it called? Ascent of Man?
Yeah, the Ascent of Man or something.
But it's the other way around. So you start with an upright man here, and he becomes a stooped over ape by the last one, and it's much bigger. But with a man's head.
Oh, weird.
It's a strange design.
Everything about it I don't like. The design, the shape, the size. It's sticky, stickiness. It's a sticky mug.
And it is made in China.
Oh.
Carabiner for the handle. So it's got a catch, which is quite useful.
I mean, carabiner wasn't as nice as Ribena, but it was nice that they used carob root stuff.
I used to have to eat carob.
Did you?
Yeah. It's a chocolate alternative that doesn't taste as good as chocolate.
He was my favourite comedian, Jasper Carob.
You seen the guy does the props, Carob Top?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good one as well. And that gold is worth 24 carobs.
No, we want comedians. I found another comedian. Don't do that noise!
That's my
Carob Top, everyone.
Yeah, Carob.
He does the prop stuff.
Do you remember those old silly movies with lots of sexual innuendo in? Carob on Camping. Is that all right? Is that one all right?
It was horrible. It was when we were macrobiotic, so we were. It was an alternative. Have you never had it?
I went to that big warehouse where you can get it. Cash and Carob. Bum bum.
No, not bum bum.
Fucking bum bum.
Have you ever tried it though, Paul?
No,
it's not nice.
Okay, what kind of thing is it? Is it a root vegetable?
I think it's a similar to. It's a seed of some sort.
Okay.
A pod. I think it's a pot. It's in a pod.
You're going to guess this time? How much for the mug? £5 ceiling. You've said 65p
already.
I'm
going to say 75p for this.
All right. 75p.
What are you going to say, Paul?
I'm going to say 125.
Yeah, I thought maybe a quid or more, but then I'm thinking it's nasty and sticky.
I know. But I'm going to stick with 125, mate, because we've got four items and we're going to go in to our third right now.
Hand me the third item.
Third item. Now, these two are the juicy ones, the ones I thought, Eli will like these ones most of all. Here we go. Here's one.
It's another boxed item. These are
mint in box.
These are spoons.
Yeah.
These are Chinese spoons, soup spoon things.
He says porcelain spoons purchased from, I think that says Breck in Norwich. There were two pieces on the item and I was charged the lower. Oh, there were two prices on the item and he was charged the lower of those two prices.
I like these.
Yeah, the little, what did you say? What kind of spoons are they? Chinese?
Yeah, Chinese soup spoons, so or rice spoons. I don't know what the actual term is. But
right.
You get these when you eat in a Chinese restaurant, and but you see that people actually use these with the chopsticks. Do you see? And
oh,
they
really?
Kind of scoop with this in their left hand, and then the chopsticks.
Yeah, it's all part of the delivery system into your
yes,
mouth.
But you see people eating in Chinese restaurants, and they sort of scoop up the rice.
And you get a bit of broth in there as well.
And for soup. And these have nice little hanging holes.
Yeah.
And they're all different colours. They've all got a
streak on them.
A little streak on the neck of the spoon.
Streak
and
the
a
neck.
Little symbol, coloured symbol on the the base of it.
They all look quite nice.
And they will, if you notice, they have flat base. So they'll
sit on a tabletop.
Sit there.
Nice. Great
very
little
nice
item.
Things.
Simple as. Nice set of four. What,
and I probably might use those when I have a noodle.
Yes, you will. You can have them.
We could try these out in the second part of the
oh,
show.
That's a good point, mate. Well played.
To test the broth on our noodles.
Continuity. Good. Yes. Right, so I'm going to guess the price now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say £1.50 for those.
And I am going to say...
What do you think, my son?
£1.85.
Oof, £1.85. As we head into the last item.
You've seen this.
Well, yeah, of course I have, because I had to open the box and look at it all in the first place. So this isn't really a surprise for me, really. The only thing I don't know is the prices, which you can attest are sealed and currently being protected by Poindexter's Posterior.
Poindexter's Posterior perched pon petwings.
Pon petwing petwasic.
A lot of stuff that is in packets that has not been opened, because we should say those spoons were in the box and the packaging cardboard protecting them from each other was intact, so... Mint on card, everyone. Well done, everybody.
So what have you got there?
These are a pair of Easter-themed objects. They look...
He's a bit confused because it's all in Japanese, so he's not quite sure. Shall I tell you what it is?
I've opened them.
Okay, I'll tell you what...
They're moulds of some sort, I'd say.
Matthew has
they're
said
jelly
this.
Jelly moulds.
No. This is what he says. These are egg moulds.
Oh, there's a teddy... They're not Easter-themed. It's just I saw the eggs and the bunny one... was exposed. You see, those two images together makes you think it's Easter-themed.
Oh, yeah, but they're
in
just...
in fact, the other mould is a pig or bear.
Bear.
What do you think?
So, I presume...
Bear.
You, what,
bear.
You break an egg in them and then what? You
put it in boiling water.
Yeah, or in the microwave? No.
Or the microwave, yeah.
Oh. So, yeah, a set of egg moulds purchased from a friend visiting from Brighton.
Egg poachers, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've got instructions here. You do. You put it in a bowl, but not on the hob.
Right.
You just pour boiling water onto it.
Boiled, oh, right.
Freshly
so
boiled.
You put that in a bowl, and then you pour hot water over that and keep it in the bowl.
It has an egg in, to begin with.
And then it poaches it in that shape, and you open it up, and it's like in the shape of a pig's
I'll
head.
I'll be trying that.
We will be trying that.
No, well, it's a bear, isn't it?
It's probably a bear. Oh, is it on different sides? No, it's just one thing.
But what happens? Because the yolk, what gets impregnated...
I think Jim just went past a fucking jalopy.
That's what I mean about this area.
Yeah, you're right. It's a noisy, noisy
That's
town.
That's what's causing all these ghosts. I don't think we need Gareth to come with his...
Well, I've already said he can come over the weekend.
Did you tell him...
What?
How does he work? Is it still with the...
Yes, he still uses his penis to draw out the ghosts.
With the smell of it?
Yeah. But you just to keep the windows open, it'll be fine. He's also going to try some new tech out, which involves bum flakes, but he didn't go into too much detail. He just says he's not going to wipe for a couple of days. I don't know what that means. Eli's going to snap.
I like those.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're lovely.
How many times? I guess what their purpose is to make your kids eat their eggs, I guess.
Yes. You know, you put it on with their breakfast or something and it's like, oh, look, there's rabbit egg face.
Yeah, and it's not too much extra work for mum or dad.
No.
Doing it. So
it's a little
fine.
Bit of fun.
Fine object.
But Eli, you'll be guessing the price for this last item first.
I quite like the look of them just in themselves, as themselves. I might put them on my shelf because they kind of fit in with the Tomy sort of plastic toy look.
Yeah, they do. First of all, Eli, give me a price.
Is it my go to go first?
It is
really?
This time. Yeah, because it was me, then you, then that was me, and this is you.
£2.
£2. And I'm going to go with £1.
Wow.
And I think it's now time for Poindexter to present the petwings hidden upon his person. Right, well, this is the time of the show now where Eli and I are both keen and eager and
anticipating. Anticipating.
It's a good game. Anyway, this is the time of the show now where petwings matter.
Can I just mention again, lovely job on the presentation of this price of shite.
There's a handwritten note, envelopes with a wax seal on.
There's a wax seal on these prices and also a concession to the price ceiling, even though they didn't believe in it.
I know. Well,
they didn't believe in it, but they did for the good of everybody. Yeah. They included a price ceiling, and yeah. I found the ceiling useful in my guessing
process.
I found
it useful too. Although, again, it's an interesting experiment to do it without a ceiling to see where we go with our prices from this point on.
Flying high without a string.
I come down, mother.
Oh, I'm pulling it out the end of my thing. Oh, string coming out.
Mother's flying away on the twanger string.
Oh, the twanger string's got all crystals on it. Piss crystals.
Right. Well, so let's just. All right. Okay. So,
piss crystals.
Eli, what's going to happen is you're going to break the seal, reveal the points, and I will first tell you what we scored, and then you will, I will tell you.
Paul, I actually broke the seal before you arrived.
Oh dear, you can't do that. You need to give it a wash.
Yeah. Oh, that's the sound of the wax snapping.
That's just the sound of Eli snapping
this beautiful seal.
Yeah, he's just snapping his wax seal in front of the mic. Right, it's a little envelope, tiny little envelope.
Okay, and I have the prices here.
Okay, so we will do them in order as he's written them in this instance. All right.
Oh, which I will.
So you tell me what order he's done the answers, and then we'll do the points. So
egg
mold first,
then shoehorn, then.
Well, let's just do it one at a time.
Okay,
so
egg mold first.
Egg mold.
Egg mold.
You said
plural.
£2. I said one. The price is.
£1.50.
Oh.
Already I'm feeling like I'm going to be petwing less.
So.
Only four items to score, Paul.
No petwings for us.
Neither of us. But I feel like you're going to get some.
Well, we'll see. What's next?
The shoehorn.
The shoehorn was item number one. You said 65p. I said 75.
My least favourite item.
Mm. Although, I did win you over with my delivery of it, didn't I? Impractical.
I didn't understand how it would work, but it is through friction rather than stiffness.
Which is how I like to work.
It's very much like how I rot.
Fucking
rubby rub, rot, rot.
yes, it is. So,
rubby, rubby, rubby.
65p, I said 75. What's the price?
50p, we both score.
Oh, all right, yeah.
One between each.
All right.
50p.
One between
each. We both knew it was in that range,
yeah.
Didn't we?
It's in that ballpark.
Done. It was all definitely in that ballpark.
Aye.
That World Heritage item.
Classy.
What the
next.
Fuck? Next is...
Yeah.
Rice spoons.
Rice spoons.
They are
that
rice
was
spoons
the third item.
Rather than soup spoons.
You said...
You could use them to scoop soup, though.
I mean, if you know how to use a spoon and you can find a practical use for it, it's worthy.
Yes.
Right? I said...
Rice spoons.
You said 185. I said 150. What?
Bollocks.
What?
It's 150.
Oh, two betwings for Gannon.
And none for me.
Oh, but who knows what might happen with the last one?
I should have said 175. What am I doing?
Could have brought
I thought it'd be closer
back.
To two, that's why, yeah.
Either way, it stands as three betwings for me, one for Eli as we go into the last item, which is what?
I can only draw, I can't win going into the last item.
No, but
then.
Draw's still a draw.
Only if you don't get any.
What was the item?
It's the sticky metal cup.
Oh, the sticky metal cup.
Actually, that's my least favourite item.
Yeah, that was my least favourite.
I didn't like the shoehorn, though.
You
don't
said,
think the shoehorn's getting away with it.
You said 75p. I said £1.25.
And the price of the sticky carabiner cup mug thing, Paul, was...
Yeah.
The price of it was...
Go...
£1.
So it's another between for me. Oh, you get a between as well. Because you said 75p.
And what did you say?
125.
Ooh.
So I get a between as well. So
we're both on the other ends of the between the fucking one between window.
Spit roasting that score price. And I'm making fucking eye contact with you, aren't I, the whole fucking time?
Well,
yeah.
He
125.75. 125.75. Just fucking filling
He's
that price up with
everyone.
A fucking
gudge. Balls into it.
Giving it gubbage. A fucking
Good, well done. It's nice to get a betwing there.
So, at the end of that game, Eli scores two betwings. Paul Gannon runs away with four betwings, making Paul the winner this week on the show. Congratulations, Paul.
Well done.
Thank you very much. It was a good battle. We both put up a good fight there. Eli was at the top of his game, but at the end of the day, you know, one of us does have to walk away victorious. And I just want to say thank you for giving that chance to. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Matthew, again, for sending it in. Brilliant.
That's the end of that then. Shall we get on to noodles and shit?
Yes.
Let's do it then.
Okay.
Come on, everyone. You can come with us too. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Hello, I'm Eli Silverman. You may be interested to hear I've got a penchant for noodles. It's something we've covered a lot, and I think we've got two doozies. Me and Paul will be tasting them. One is from a very familiar and seemed dominant brand from Korea, and one is one a bit more of a wild card noodle and with a connection to crisps. So, without any further ado, I think we'll just go straight in, Paul.
At this point, I'd just like to stop you, because I think if we're not going to go into the kitchen and show the process, this segment needs to have a new name, a sub-segment within the segment.
Well,
right?
It's not the Country Urban Noodle Test Lab kitchen, because we're
not in there.
We can't access the kitchen at this point.
No, unfortunately.
We will summarise the
process.
The process of preparing these noodles,
yes,
Paul.
We will summarise and then legitimise and then actualise us eating them.
I'm going to actualise some spoff.
So I've got a couple of names for you, Eli. Just a couple of names.
Johnny Spoff.
You do what you want, and then I'll just get back to you later.
You've got a couple of names for us. Okay.
So I'll go on with the easy one first. Noodle time.
Noodle
we'll just
time.
Call it noodle time. Hello, everybody. It's noodle time.
I like that.
You know, simple. Then I've got Noodleodian. Like Nickelodeon, but noodles. Noodleodian.
It's too reminiscent of a brand for children, and I think we want to move away from that.
No, fair enough. Okay, so my next one is called Noodle Boutique. The Noodle Boutique.
I like the way that sounds, because of the ooh of the noodle.
Yeah, and the boo of the teak.
I like Noodle Boutique,
Noodle Boutique. Come to the Noodle Boutique, where we'll give you the best.
Mate, and you know? I like the word boutique, which does describe our approach to bringing these noodles to the public.
And giving them awareness.
I have a new favourite name for this section.
And then the last one, which is called Oodles and Noodles of Noodles.
No.
I was just going to call it Oodles and Noodles. Oodles and Noodles.
No, very bad.
So, Noodle Boutique, should we call
this?
Yes. Welcome to the Noodle Boutique. Here's Francois. I'm not going to do fucking character.
I'm the Swiss cheese. Oh, I am Alpine Hole.
Right, okay, well.
Furry.
If you want to just carry on with inshitification of this, go
for it. Oh, the inshitification would be if we started charging people, if we put it behind a paywall or something.
Oh, dear, we won't do that.
Or started advertising, you know, dodgy...
Like health supplements and shit. Yeah.
Yes.
No, we're not doing that yet. Right, so what have we got in the Noodle Boutique this week?
Now, we have a book...
Oh.
What's the brand?
I don't know. I thought you said, isn't it?
Samyang.
Oh, it's Samyang.
Buldak.
And what does that mean? Is it just a type of noodle, the buldak?
I think buldak refers to those... What does buldak refer to? Please, could you look that up for me?
How is it spelt, please, so I know?
B-U-L-D-A-K.
B-U-L-D-A-K. It says fire chicken. So, fire? Why is buldak banned? Mexico recalls buldak instant noodles for false labelling. Mexican officials explain that some Samyang foods, buldak products... Not bullyak.
Bullsack.
Bullsack products misled customers by labelling the product as hot chicken flavoured ramen. The package claimed to use chicken meat, but only artificial chicken flavours and chicken flavoured powders were used.
Okay,
it's not that good.
Now, what does buldak... Just put buldak...
It says fire. It just means fiery.
Okay.
How spicy is buldak? And it says it's 4.404 Scoville units. I don't know what that means, 4 Scovilles.
No, that's nothing, because they're in thousands. It must be in thousands.
It says 4,404.
Okay, yeah.
I read that as point, so yeah, that's my mistake.
That would be it. Paul, this is a very famous brand, Samyang Buldak Hot Chicken Flavour Ramen.
So this is going to be hot, creamy, bacon, chicken ramen.
I haven't said what it is yet, because they have these sub-brands. We did, famously, they did the 2-time spicy one that we did.
And the
dragon
one.
There's a 3-time spicy one. I think we should try.
We're going to have to.
Yeah, that 2-time spicy one was really hot.
I literally, like, shed my arsehole like a snake skin eating that stuff. Like, literally, I pulled my pants down one day. It was just like, I thought I'd, like, a snake had shed its skin in my pants. But it was my rectal lining.
So, these are fascinating to me because they're all hot chicken flavour. But then they have totally different sort of flavours underneath that.
Yeah.
And this one is a cream carbonara flavoured noodle. Hot chicken flavour ramen.
So is there no bacon in there? It's just the creamy bit?
I don't think there is bacon in it. They just keep doing different variations because it's such a huge brand. And they sell the sauce separately. And there's other snacks that are not noodles, where like crisps flavoured like this. It's become a whole flavour profile thing. A whole flavour brand similar, Paul, to the way that Red Hot Cheetos gets everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
It becomes like the Tipex of describing a type of brand of something.
This is similar, but from Korea. And Samyang are the big ones. Now, what interests me is this has got... It says cream carbonara. So this has... And it has a little Swiss cheese emblem on it.
Yeah.
And
garlic. Oh, no, I think that's meant to be a spodge of cream.
That's meant to be a garlic.
Is it?
Yeah. It's a head of garlic, yes. We have tried a cheese-flavoured ramen from Korea before, years ago. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And we quite liked it. Cheesy umami. It can work in noodles quite well, dairy.
I reckon that might be quite nice.
Yeah. Do you like a carbonara just as a sort of thing?
Yes.
I mean, not to.
We can't do... We always forget. So open it now and tell me how many packs there are in it. I think we should do that now before we go into the preparation chamber.
Now, the trademark with these Buldak, these Samyang Buldak hot chicken ramens are a big saucy one because these are not... soup noodles.
No.
These are stir-fried style. Yeah. So you drain the boiling water off.
And then mix all the stuff in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would say there'd probably be two.
Two. At least a two-pack.
There'll be one wet one and one dry one. And I think the dry one will be the milky powder.
Two-pack.
There is a wet one.
A wet one.
And there is a powder one. So we were right. And
I wonder if that's the cream.
No.
You reckon that's the hot sauce?
That's the hot bit. And this, and I think, is the creamy bit.
Oh, yeah, that looks more
like it.
It
actually says cream carbonara on this. But what does it say on that?
It literally just says Buldak.
That's the hot sauce. Yeah. That's the trademark chicken-flavoured hot sauce.
Hot chicken-flavoured sauce.
This could be delicious. Yeah. I mean, they are... fast food end of the scale because they've got so many additives. But
what's next on the docket then? Next.
The other one, which is interesting to me, Prima brand.
Let's not hope it's Prima Bland though, right, Mr. Silverman?
I don't think it will be because it is hot and spicy as well.
Oh, it's got two hot and spicy deliveries today.
Kotu Mi, instant noodles, cheese and onion flavour, hot and spicy.
So it's like a crisp packet flavour almost.
And it's almost a blue, sort of Walker's blue coloured packet, doesn't it?
It does look like, when you handed it to me, I did think it was a crisp packet.
It could almost be a packet of almost. Walker's cheese and onion flavour.
Almost.
And now this, though, is a soup noodle.
Okay.
Now this, I'm trying to see what part of the world this is from originally.
Do you want me to just look it up online?
No, Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
I can see it here.
Oh.
Sri Lankan noodle, Paul.
Oh.
I don't know if we've ever done those before.
I don't know if we've ever done them before.
Now, I just don't know what to expect from a cheese and onion hot and spicy.
Soupy noodle, no less.
What do you think would be the sachet count on something like this?
One?
Yeah.
It could be a one packer.
It could easily be a one packer. This is a smaller noodle.
I'm
going to have to use my teeth to get in.
Yeah, get in. Snappity snap. Open it up.
Fine, it'll all be boiled, so you'll...
Of course, it'll all be fine. It'll be gone. I wish you'd opened it better so I could take pictures of it. But there you go. You can't expect a monkey to fucking...
Don't call me
learn
that.
Calligraphy, can you?
It's a two-packer.
Oh, it's a two-pack.
And it has an oil pack.
Oh, dear.
And a powder pack.
Yeah.
So it'll have some greasy.
Greasy.
I don't understand what this will taste like.
Well, why don't we go to the noodle boutique preparation chamber, make the things, and then come back and then eat them in that order.
And we'll let you know what we think then.
See you in a bit, toodly pip. We're back from the boutique preparation chamber.
The chamber was nice and cosy.
Hermetically sealed from the outside world, so it can't be invaded in by any microbes or anything that will spoil the flavour.
Absolutely, it's sterile.
Yeah. Only the top qualityest of noodle boutiques here at Cheap Show.
And I like to follow the instructions on these noodles to the letter of the law, which I did. And the first one we're going to sample now is the Buldak Samyang. Spicy chicken ramen, Buldak. It's like, what are these? It's the names of these noodles.
It's so,
so silly, aren't they?
Laden with clauses.
Yeah, but this is their creamy carbonara one.
Yes.
It had two sachets, one which was powder, which was the creamy carbonara bit, and then the Buldak, the standard
hot sauce,
trademarked hot chicken ramen sauce. And
so I'll let you go first.
It smelled a treat. What we did is we cooked the noodle for 5 minutes. They do tend to take longer, Korean noodles. They're more robust. They need a slightly longer cooking time than a lot of others, Paul. 5 minutes, drain the water off, then put that onto the powder, which I put onto a plate before, mix that in. And then you put the Buldak hot chicken ramen sauce on top.
I sprayed my Buldak all over the hot sauce. Creamy
and
business.
So now you have a mashup of carbonara with hot chicken ramen sauce, and I'm going straight in.
He's going straight in. And then I should take my attempt at eating it too.
Wow. That is so umami. So naughty. It's pure comfort food.
Oh,
but be warned, Paul. That
big bit.
Bite. That Buldak. That hot chicken ramen. So you've got this lovely mouth umami.
Oh.
From the cheese, a creamy umami mouth coating, and then that gives way to that intense
It's like the cheese parts and the heat marches on out through and says, I'm here now.
But nice, though.
Yeah. Now, I did have a big gobload of that then, not really thinking it was going to be that hot. And actually, a little bit of mouth discomfort, so I'm glad I've got a bit of water here.
Ooh, that's a hot boy.
That's tasty. I would actually buy that myself. I like that.
You know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah.
That is. You can see why they're such a popular brand, because it's just so good.
That gets a very high mark for me.
It's so good.
It's cheesy, but not too cheesy. It's thick, but it's not heavy. It's hot, but it's not overwhelming. If you like hot, cheesy, creamy things, call me.
So much flavour there. Yeah. And a lovely pliancy on the noodle itself, you know?
Yeah.
They're not too soft and they're not too rigid.
Too long.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, lovely. Oh, so what do you want to give that out of 5?
I'd give it a strong 4.5. Mm. It's great.
I'm in concurrence.
I don't usually go for these, but... Wow.
What a lovely snack that was.
The thing is, it is more of a snack and it's less of a pimping stage. Some of these, you know, like a standard chicken noodle, you want to add stuff. But this actually stands up just as a dish, just as a snack by itself.
You could add some spring onions to
it,
maybe.
You could pimp this, but it's just so much flavour going on.
It's all in. You don't need to add anything else to it, really.
And I think that's why they're so popular with students. It's sort of like, it's just easy. You don't have to do any prep. You know?
And actually, I guess what you could do if you don't like it too hot is either don't put any in at all and have it creamy, or just put a little splash of the hot sauce in, just a droplet of it.
Absolutely. You could do it as much as you like.
Because we put the whole fucking sachet in.
But it would be quite a tasty sort of carbonara-style noodle without any of the buldak sauce.
No, not at all. I mean, it's a solid, highly recommended cheap show noodle. So get that in your cake hole as soon as you fucking can, you big fucking cunts. Right.
Now,
I'm happy about that.
Very good noodle. Very,
now,
very good.
Now,
see why they're so popular. It's just delicious.
Just quality, top down, from top to bot.
If you compare it to something which is similar price point, pot noodle...
Oh, it's better than a pot noodle.
It's so much better, isn't it?
It's a bit more of a fight to eat because of that heat.
Wow.
But...
I'm still getting the heat.
No, I have still got, like, I think my eyes are sweating right now.
And now we move on to the cheese and onion hot and spicy flavour.
Yes.
Now, I don't think this is going to be as hot and spicy, but it did give off, when I was cooking it, preparing it, a distinct aroma of cheese and onion, Paul. 2 sachets, we had an oil one and a powder one.
Yeah.
And it only called for 200 millilitres of water, which means most of the water actually...
It smells a bit like Gareth's penis as well. Did you notice that? It's a bit like the tip of Gareth's dirty dingus.
Most of the water is absorbed in the noodle. So, in fact, it is. There's no sort of broth. Okay, so this is the hot and spicy cheese and onion. It's a crisp-flavoured noodle, and I'm going to go in here.
He's in. He's going in.
This is a much thinner noodle, much more like a wonton.
Stick it all in. Fish it in. Get it in. Give it here.
Much less hot.
That's okay, but it doesn't wow me, really. That would need a serious pimping.
That would work with pimping. So it's just basically salty. I'm not getting... Are you getting a slight onion? It's like a dried onion flavour.
It's almost more garlicky. I would say it's more cheese and garlicky than it is cheese and an oniony, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's quite hard to distinguish between the onion and the... That's what I mean. It's quite a generic sort of onion garlic flavour.
I would give that 2.75. Harmless, but needs serious pimping.
I quite like it, I have to say.
It's good, like meat and potatoes noodle.
It tastes much more like a standard flavour noodle.
Yeah.
Like a chicken or
It's not too dissimilar to a fucking super noodle if you want to push your luck with it. But it's less cloying and gross than a fucking super noodle.
None of that corn flour.
No.
It's got a nicer texture. Oh, I think I'm going to go 3.25 on that.
Fine. I think a 0.50 difference is adequate and absolutely fine. Well, I was going to say what was your favourite, but I think we both agree the Bulldak one is
it's
best.
Something else, and we should they do other flavours.
Yeah,
and they also do tapaki, which we've never tried.
I've never had that. What is that?
It's those sort of tubes of rice cake, Korean rice cake.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we've been sent them.
Are they hot?
Yeah, it's the same brand. It's hot chicken ramen flavour, but they're not a noodle. They're this sort of rice cake, what they call a rice cake. It's a rice noodle, similar,
you know. I've got an idea for an episode. So you know that YouTube channel, Hot Ones, but not like rip off that. How about we have an episode where we have like 5 or 6 items of various food types, but they get hotter and hotter and hotter until we have like the hottest thing we can buy.
Well,
that
we
isn't that one chip challenge bullshit.
I've got Bean Boozled Hot Ones.
No. I mean, we could do one of those as one of those.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But like a noodle, a crisp.
Well, we need the 3x Bulldak, which is going to be...
Let's work on this.
That's just the 1x. That's not even the 2x what we had today. That's just the carbonara one. And that, I mean, if you think about it, the hotness there, the spice, the chili, is definitely tempered by the cream.
Yeah.
Because that's what they drink milk when they're having the chili competition. So cream and milk actually...
I would actually go ahead and say that cream keeps the heat in the mouth longer because that
it
sticks
coats
to your mouth, your tongue, your teeth, and you...
It coats it. Yeah, so it's working both ways to temper the heat.
It's a suppressant, and yet it lingers.
An accelerant as well. Yes. Which is why it's such a lovely flavour experience going on when you eat that. And
I enjoyed
texture.
That.
Oh, yeah. That's a good noodle.
Oh, it's a good noodle, mother. Oh, so how about we plan for a hot one episode where we have a range of hot foods from...
Okay, well, we've got two of them. We need a few more. We'll
work on it.
All different ones. So we've got jelly beans, we've got noodles.
Crisps we can do.
Ah.
Maybe we can do a drink. Is there a hot
spicy drink?
Drink?
I bet there is.
That's a good point. Is there a hot drink?
Well, I must have...
I mean, I know hot as in, yes, the temperature. I mean, I'm spicy drink.
There is, did I ever, we must have covered it. There's that Turkish stuff, salgam, which is their not beetroot, it's radish. It's not radish, it's turnip water.
Do I just list a bunch of things it's not?
It's turnip water.
Right.
That purple stuff, it's salty.
Oh, we have done that, haven't we?
And that is chili, you get a chili version of that.
Oh, God.
We could have some of that,
I
like
that.
We could
try that, but that looks like it's a one trip to Vom Vom Town for Paul, that
it's
kind
nice,
of thing.
It's nice, salty radish turnip.
mystery root fruit.
Cabbage.
Thing.
I think it's got carrots and turnips.
Right, well, that's to look forward to, isn't it, boys and girls?
Don't
anyway,
say boys and girls, it's
all
condescending.
Right. Lady spoons and jelly frogs, how about that? Please. I do something fucking big, mighty boojous about it. Wobble dogs and kitty farts!
Oh, have you seen? There's a new one, the Mighty Boosh guy. He's got, doing...
Oh, Dick Turpin. Let me just check my list. I'm not, sorry, I need to just check my list of things I give a fuck about. Yeah, it's
right
not on
back.
There.
Oh,
it's not on
it's
there.
Not even at the back.
It's not even on there. It's like literally Nazi propaganda's there. Ooh, before I get to fucking...
Oh, he's gone there, everyone!
Before I go to fucking the works of that particular fucking guy, whatever his fucking name is, Boosh Boy McCockstock.
Boosh Boy McCockstock. I want to say, apologise everyone on behalf of Paul. He is very tired and he did have to do an extra shift, which he wasn't expecting and hasn't had much sleep.
No, it didn't.
Paul. Okay, so sometimes it's not gold and I've also been kind of anxious and tired. So thanks for supporting us, everyone.
Is it professional to admit that we're shit during our podcast?
I mean, we don't have to admit it.
Right before I have to go and ask for Patreon supporters? I mean, I don't know if that's wise. Anyway, the new character's coming in a minute as well. I've got a new character, so we'll have to look forward to that.
Oh, have I got to interview the new character?
Yeah, you've got to.
I think we've got enough new characters, don't we?
No, I think
I'll just go tell him
I've promised him now.
I'll just go tell him.
No, you don't want him.
I'll go tell him to go.
Mate, you don't want him with him.
Why?
You'll see in a minute.
Okay.
After this. Oh, what a kangaroo. Oh, I'm getting excited. Mate, will you go and bring him up from the waiting room while I do the admin?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the admin. The admin, the part of the show where I just go through what we have to do to tell you to follow us elsewhere online, such as our website, thecheapshow.co.uk. It's your one-stop shop for all things Cheap Show. You can email us there. You can get a link to our Patreon there. You can see videos there. And every episode has a designated page full of videos and pictures when necessary. Oh, and all our social media is there as well. So thecheapshow.co.uk. And, we have to thank our patrons, because loads of them support us every month on that platform and help keep the lights on in this building. So, thank you to you. If you would like to join those wonderful, lovely, special, gorgeous people, you can go to patreon.com/cheapshow. Give what you can, but as we like to say, only if you can. And there are magazines and content and extra podcasts and videos and all sorts available to you there, depending on the tier you join at. That's it for now.
Yeah, if you just pop your CV on the desk.
Yeah, bring him in.
I'm gonna go.
Yes.
Yeah, it's up here, and Paul's gonna.
Yes. I know. I sit here, do I?
Hello there.
I sit here, do I?
Right. So I'm interviewing.
Who are you?
I'm Eli Silverman. I'm one of the co-hosts of the show.
Of this cheap show that I've been asked to come along to.
That's right. I'm. Yes.
Tell me about this podcast.
Well,
then.
I think we're interviewing you.
You will tell me.
You're interested in this position as
yes,
the...
Yes, I am.
As a new character on our show. So
I'm considering it, yes.
So you've listened to Cheap Show before.
I've heard enough of this disgusting podcast.
It's, okay.
In this economy, one needs the work, doesn't one? So I have...
one might, but one's not going to get
them. You haven't even asked me my name yet, have you? Have you?
I mean, you've been very... quite combative. Is this,
shut up.
Is this your...
Shut up. Shut your face. Shut up. Ask me my name now.
What is your name?
My name is Wellington Dingo. I am an explorer, a lord, an accountant, a businessman, an entrepreneur. I'm everything.
Sorry, what was the name one more time?
Wellington Dingo. Do not understand. Shut up.
Sorry,
shut up. Shut up.
How is that?
Shut up. I'll come over there and I'll smack you in the face.
And
I'll smack you in the face, sir. Shut up.
Okay, Mr. Dingo.
Yes.
Can I ask then?
Yes.
If I may.
Yes. You're making me very angry. Very angry.
What would you be interested in helping with on the show? What kind of segments?
I look around. I look around and I see this depravity, this slovenly, useless working class shyster.
So you're
work.
Some kind of snob? Is that what we're going for here?
Shut
for?
Up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut your face! Shut up!
This is some kind of crude.
Shut up! I have friends who could do damage to you, sir.
Ah, so
watch where you walk. Watch what you talk. Sir, shut up. Don't you fucking laugh. Shut up.
I'm getting...
Shut up. In front of a lord, you laugh at a lord's face.
Oh, you're a lord. So is it lord?
That's a bit of...
What was your name again, sorry?
I bought the lordship online.
What was the
Wellington
name?
Dingo. Wellington Dingo. Wellington Dingo, explorer, lord, entrepreneur, businessman.
And...
Action man, explorer.
Okay.
I have four houses. Four
good.
Houses. Do you? How many houses do you have?
I don't have...
Shut up. Shut your face. Shut it or I'll smack you. I'll come over there and I'll smack your face. Shut it, dirty little man.
Lord Dingo.
And you, that little friend of yours. A little skeevy, little shitty, horrible man. I mean, begging me. Oh, we need characters, he said.
Were you into the job or you just wanted to come and insult us?
I just basically wanted to come in and insult you.
Okay,
I enjoy
fine.
It.
You've
I enjoy
it.
Coming in here. Yes, I love it, telling a serf what to do, where to go.
Right.
Shut up! Shut your face or I'll slap you, sir.
You can go now, Mr. Dingo, please.
Oh, I'll go when I want to, sir.
Well...
I'll go when I want to.
Mate, I actually... Yeah, on reflection, I don't think you're quite sure.
Shut up! Shut your face! Shut your mouth! Shut your face! Shut it! Shut your mouth! Dirty, pretty mouth! Shut it!
Mr. Dingo, honestly, I've...
Lord Dingo.
Lord Dingo, whatever the fuck you are.
Lord Wellington Dingo, I'm off. Where's my cars? Where are all my cars?
They're out the front.
Shut up!
Goodbye!
I didn't like him. He was a bully.
He was also not really a very good joke, sort of, was he?
Yeah.
Bye, everyone. Love you.
Is that it, then? Just because you've given up? That's it for the end of the podcast now. Is it? Shut up! Shut your face! Oh. It was just an excuse for me to tell you to shut your mouth.
I know, you relished
there
it.
Was no there was no Wellington Dingo. It was me all the time. But you didn't fucking know that, did you? And the twist seals this episode shut.
Oh.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye, everyone.
Good day.
Bye, everyone.
Ho-ho!
Oh.
Pop, pop.
Don't say that!